artistry and rhythm, identifying modern America's man of music, Stan Kenton and his orchestra, composer, conductor, and unchallenged leader in the brilliant idiom of modern jazz. The National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting Stan Kenton Encores, a special concert of those compositions most requested and applauded at his concert locations and the regular NBC Stan Kenton concert series. We're sure that you'll enjoy the vitality and imaginative quality of Stan Kenton. Mr. Kenton, it's yours.
Thank you very much, John Patrick Costello. I want you to know that you've achieved like a master, and I'm speaking to the announcer here. I hope that you won't mind the delay. We got wrapped up in the theme song, and it was a little difficult there to unwrap it and complete it. But such has been achieved, and we're about to start on one of the concert and miniature encores. This evening, the program is pretty much designed to devote certain periods of time to personalities. The whole show is made up of one musician after another. Most of the tunes are written for the gentleman alone. So to start things, we thought we'd have a happy beginning. So it takes a happy guy with a happy horn. He's standing here. He looks pretty happy. So let's have happy talk. The guy's name, oh yes, Frank Rossellino. Frankie, watch the count, will you?
Thank you.
There exists in music a melody that was written some time back called Lover Man. And there exists an arranger in music, too. His name is Bill Russo, and a very important gentleman also is a part of the music business is the guy that we recognize by the name of Lee Konitz. So when Russo and the tune Lover Man and the saxophone player Lee Konitz is stirred up into one particular pot, it's going to sound something like this. Lee, any last-minute remarks?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's what I told you to say. Thank you. Thank you, Lee. But for those of you that are listening in that have not yet been informed as to the whereabouts of this broadcast, we're playing this broadcast this evening from a place in New Jersey. It's called the Rustic Cabin. And for those of you out west, if you care to make it in here this evening, we might tell you that all you have to do is get a plane into New York City, get off LaGuardia, take a cab, cross town, go across the George Washington Bridge, turn on Highway 9W, go north about 5. Speaking of waiting, there's a gentleman here that can be introduced with a minimum amount of words because the title is the same as the gentleman's name, vice versa. The thing that exists will exist now for 4.5 minutes. It's called Maynard Ferguson. This way, Maynard. Thank you, Maynard. We have been watching a column of musicians go by. Ferguson, take another bow. We first in line saw Frank Rosolino, and then we heard Lee Konitz. You just heard Maynard Ferguson. There's a chap standing here. Name, please?
Bob Burgess.
Home?
Central, Illinois.
Age?
23.
What?
23.
What do you play?
Trombone.
What?
Trombone.
Thank you. What are you going to play?
Well, it's a little thing that Bill Russo wrote for me. It's called Over the Rainbow.
Very good. Very simple. Will you stand here and keep talking while I get in front of the orchestra so I can start them? Thank you.